morning time, new dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Dunsin H. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Dunsin H. Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Thank you for all the good people you surround us with. Father, be that we exalted in the name of Jesus. Dear God, on a day like this, we hereby confess every of our sins and iniquities. And we ask you, O Lord, for forgiveness of them all. Please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, praise on our body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We hereby commit our lives to your able hands this very day. Please lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this very day in the name of Jesus. Every of our undertakings we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. By God's special grace, we are still continuing in the prayer to follow up the teaching we just concluded, which is on the topic, the curses. So, as we pray this morning, please open your Bible with me into the book of Galatians, chapter number 3. I will be taking verse number 13 and 14. Galatians, chapter number 3, verse number 13 and verse number 14. God bless you as we follow the readings. I take it from the King James Version of the Bible. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Praise the living Jesus. I pray for you this morning as God lives and His Spirit lives. Instead of the curses you have been suffering of, the blessings of God of Abraham is coming upon your head, upon your life from this very day in the name of Jesus. We are continuing in the prayer. Yesterday, we've made the confessions of all our sins. And to this very day, we go straight into the prayers, straight forward. We have some points to deal with. We are going to pray this morning. Please don't joke with it. It might be the last prayer section we are to observe on this very topic. I want us to take it seriously. We pray a few prayers, just like about, at least we should pray above 5 to 6 or above that prayer points this very morning as we deal with some very important area of this topic. We are going to pray. Every source of curse or curses in my life, dry up and die by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every source or sources of curses in my life, dry up and die in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, dry up and die, 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 dry up and die in the mighty name of Jesus. Every source of curse or curses in my life, today your end has come. Dry up and die, dry up and die, dry up and die by the power and the blood of Jesus. Dry up and die, dry up and die. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are praying again. Every curse or curses that has turned my life to a battlefield, that has turned my life to a battleground, your time is up. We are break and die in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus, break and die, break and die, break and die, break and die. Every curse or curses that has turned my life to battleground, to battlefield, your time is up. By the power and the blood of Jesus, break and die, 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 break and die. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are praying another one. Every curse that has turned my life to a desert land, what are you waiting for? By the power in the blood of Jesus, break and die in the mighty name of Jesus. Break and die, break and die. Every curse that has turned my life to a desert ground, your time is up. By the power in the blood of Jesus, break and die, 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 break and die. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to pray this one. Say, altars of darkness upon which curses has been laid against me, altars of darkness upon which curses has been laid on me, your time is up. Catch fire, burn to ashes. 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 In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. Please, all these prayers are just templates of what you can do on your own. You can pray longer hours. We are repeating that last prayer. You remember when Balaam was hired by the Balak to curse the Israelite for him? You remember, he erected nothing less than 21 solid altars in order to curse the children of Israelites, the people they were not even know. They were just unsuspected enemy. Can you see? They didn't know. They were just doing their own things. Meanwhile, somebody is somewhere, not sleeping, not resting, until he makes sure that he will make life unbearable for them. Hired a sorcerer, hire a witch doctor, hire a prophet to curse them. 77 altar apiece in 3 different places erected. We are going to pray. Every altar of curse erected against my life, your time is up. Cut fire, burn to ashes. 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 In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are going to pray like this. Every satanically anointed tongue laying curses upon my life, every satanically anointed tongue, every demonic anointed tongue that is cursing my life, speaking negativity into my life, your time is up. Dry up and die. Yes, in the name of Jesus, every evil tongue, every satanically anointed tongue that is speaking negativity into my life, that is laying curse into my life, upon my life, your time is up. Drop and die. 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 In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen. 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 Fire. We're still going to pray over that tank. When you read Psalm 64, read it very well. The Bible talks about their tongue. I talk the arrow there. They say this, their arrow is the bitter words that they speaks into people's life to destroy their life, to bring people down from their excellency. They speak evil words to make rubbish out of greatness. We are going to pray again. Because the Bible says in Isaiah, every tongue that rises against us, we are the one to condemn them. So you must condemn those evil tongues. Repeat that same prayer. Every evil tongue, every wicked tongue, every satanic tongue that is cursing my life, that is speaking negativity into my life, what are you waiting for? Drop and die now. In the name of Jesus, drop and die. Drop and die. Drop and die. Drop and die. Every tongue that is cursing my life or that has ever cursed my life, drop and die. 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 In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are going to pray this one. Agent of curse assigned against my life, die. Now, die, die, die. Every agent of curse or curses assigned against my life, die, 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 die. Die, die, die in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We are going to pray. Every instrument of curse assigned against my life, catch fire, backfire, 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 catch fire, backfire. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are still praying. Powers behind every curse affecting my life or afflicting my life. What are you waiting for? Turn back and die in the name of Jesus. Yes, that there is no any curse without a spirit backing it up. There is a spirit that is working at those evil utterances to make sure that they are effectual, they are result oriented in the victim's life. So we are praying. Powers assigned against every curse affecting my life or afflicting my life, your time is up. Turn back and die in the name of Jesus. Turn back and die in the name of Jesus. Turn back and die. Turn back and die. Turn back and die. Turn back and die. Turn back and die in the name of Jesus. Turn back and die. In the name of Jesus, turn back and die. In the name of Jesus, turn back and die. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, turn back and die. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn back and die. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are praying. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I curse the roots of every curse affecting my life. Draw up and die in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I curse the roots of curses affecting my life. Draw up and die in the name of Jesus. Draw up and die. Draw up and die. Draw up and die. Draw up and die. I curse the roots to dry up and die in the name of Jesus. Draw up and die. Draw up and die. Draw up and die. Drop and die, drop and die, drop and die, drop and die, drop and die. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are going to pray. Traces of curse or influence of curse, authority of curse over my life, over my spirit, over my soul, over my body, die. By the blood of Jesus, die. By the power in the blood of Jesus, die, excuse me, die, that traces and influence, yes, of curses upon my life by the power in the blood of Jesus, be wiped off, die, in Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Fire. We are going to pray a few more. Yes, instead of me extending it to another episode, let me elongate this one few more, maybe like, instead of normal 15, 16 minutes, let's make it 20 minutes. Let's pray a few more. We are going to decree and declare this one. Say, curse sponsoring dreams afflicting my life. Curse sponsored dream or curse sponsoring dreams afflicting my life. Your time is up. Die with your manifestation. Die now. Every evil dream, wicked dream that scatters my life, that is sponsored by any form of curse, die now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, we are praying again. Curse sponsoring problems. Curse sponsoring disaster. Curse sponsoring failure. Curse sponsoring sickness. In my life, your time is up. Die. Curse sponsoring problems. Curse sponsoring battle. Curse sponsoring disaster. Curse sponsoring failure in my life. Curse sponsoring sickness in my life. Your time is up. Die now. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Die now. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The hidden curses, unknown curses of my father's house, of my mother's house, I am no longer your candidate. Break and die by the power in the blood of Jesus. Break and die. Hidden curses, unknown curses of my father's house, of my mother's house, I am no longer your candidate. By the power in the blood of Jesus, break and die. It's actually working. Pray your prayer very well. Pray this prayer very well. I saw by the special grace of Almighty God, I saw the powerhouse of a strong man being destroyed. I saw the altar being shattered into the opens. Yes. Pray this prayer very well. Break and die. In Jesus, the most prosperous name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray again. Open or known curses of my father's house, of my mother's house, I am not your candidate. Break and die in the name of Jesus. Break and die. Every known curse or curses that affect my lineage, father's side, mother's side, I am of Christ. I am a child of God. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from every form of curse. So therefore, break and die, 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 break and die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to pray. Every witchcraft case of my father's house, of my mother's house, your time is up. Backfire in the name of Jesus. I've always told you that witchcraft, they are the most potent weapon in the hands of the witch is curse. Witch cannot do, they cannot operate without laying curse on people. So we are praying that prayer very well. Every witchcraft curse of my father's house, of my mother's house, of my place of work, of the virus I live and operate, hear the word of the Lord. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Backfire, 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 backfire in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray two more. The time is fast spent. It's over 20 minutes already. Say, foundational curses of my father's house, of my mother's house, I am no longer your candidate. Die now. Over my life, my destiny, my career, my assembly, die now. Die, 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 die now. By the blood of Jesus, die now. By the blood of Jesus, die now. Foundational curses, die now. By the blood of Jesus, die now. Generational curses, die now. By the blood of Jesus, die now. Die now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Finally, we are going to pray this one, that every parental curse, yes, some parents lay curse in anger, in alliance, why we children misbehaves, and the devil will use that. That is this one of the reason why when some of us, we go to herbalists or we go to some prophet somewhere, they will be asking, where is your mother? Thinking some of the parents that they said they are winch today, they are not winch. They will say their mother is the one in charge of that case. It's because their mother has spoken in annoyance. Not because that woman that suffered so much over you is a winch. If she want to eat you, she could have eaten you since when you were inside her tummy, inside her belly. So we are going to pray. Every parental curse affecting my life, hear the word of the Lord. Break and die in the name of Jesus. Break and die. 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 Break and die in the mighty name of Jesus. Break and die in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Finally, we are telling God, everything I have lost to curse or curses, everything I have been deprived because of the curses that has ravaged my life, because of the influence of curse or curses upon my life, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I recover back in the name of Jesus. Every good thing I have ever lost in life to the hands of curse or curses, I recover back. By the blood of Jesus, I recover back. By the blood of Jesus, all the blessings, all the potentialities, all the good things of life I have ever lost to the hands of curse or curses that I've lost to the enemy because of curse or curses affecting me, I recover all by the blood of Jesus. In arrears, I recover all. In arrears, I recover all. Accumulated together, I recover all. In the name of Jesus, in accumulation, I recover all. In accumulation, I recover all. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I recover all. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm so sorry it's long. I pray for you by the power in the blood of Jesus that as from today, just like the Bible says in the book of Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 2, that when Balaam was hired to curse, that God turned his curses to blessing. That every form of curse afflicting your life, affecting your life and my life, today they are converted to blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never suffer from any form of curse again. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can do more and pray more. Yes, you can do and pray more on this very issue. But we are rounding up on it today, finally, by God's special grace. God willing, tomorrow we start another topic entirely. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com, or you can also reach out through the either Telegram or the WhatsApp on this number, +233 202 749 915. God bless you. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Signing up from here, my name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.